Good afternoon. No, good morning. This is Pastor Craig, and this is What's Happening Marion. Hope you all doing fine today. I'm here joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Scott Spears. And as promised, we are not going to talk about that female. We are going to talk about What's Happening Marion, and then we'll probably have a little extra time to talk about whatever, but we are not going to talk about the NFL. All right, just a reminder, coming up on March 19th is a primary election in Marion County and for the state of Ohio. So if you are not registered or they don't have your current address, I encourage you to go to the Board of Elections and get it registered properly so that you will be able to vote, and also make yourself aware of what is on the ballot, because there's going to be many races on the ballot, including the one for our local representative to the Ohio House, and so a lot of other things. So be aware of the primary coming up in March. Yes, the solar eclipse that is coming in April. This thing is totally getting out of hand. I'm gonna work on getting the EMA director in here to talk to her about this, because I want to know what makes them think that this thing is going to bring thousands and thousands of people here. I mean, I may be proved wrong in April, but I just can't see it happening. But anyway, the latest update is the number of school closings for that day. They're actually going to close the schools. The solar eclipse, it's not even occurring till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and schools are going to be closed that day. And I mean, it's Elgin, it's Marion City Schools, it's Pleasant, it's Ridgedale, it's River Valley. I mean, these people are going crazy. So, I don't know. I guess they figure we didn't get enough snow days this year, so let's have a solar eclipse day. Because it's been a mild winter. All right. So, anyway, other things coming up on What's Happening Marion. There is an internship available through the parks. And let me see here. I got to pull this one up on my phone. All right. Marion County Parks District. There is an internship for a youth. The hourly wage is $10.45 an hour. The internship requires approximately 20 hours per week. Now, there are no fringe benefit with this. The hours are variable depending on programming. It may include evenings and weekends. Starting date: May of 2024, ending August of 2024. So roughly it's a 10-week period. You will report to the naturalist. That would be James Anderson. Let's see. The responsibilities for the intern are to assist the naturalist with programming, to create and lead your own programs and activities in the parks, which I think is kind of neat that they will give the intern the ability to try some programs of his own. Assist with grounds maintenance. Now, that means picking up trash and cutting the grass. So, you know, you got to do that stuff. Somebody has to do it. Set up the Marion Park District table and tents at events, fairs, and festivals around Marion. And I do know that James Anderson, he does have that table and tent at a lot of the stuff going around Marion. Maintain a professional, well, you're out, Matt. Oh, I'm sorry. Maintain a professional and cooperative relationship with naturalist and park board. And then the all-inclusive category, other duties as assigned. Now, the qualifications, if you have a student that is interested in being an intern, or if you are interested yourself, the qualifications are: should be pursuing a degree in one of the following fields: environmental historical interpretation, environmental education, science, wildlife management, biology, or any environmental-related field. Ability to orally communicate effectively with an audience, you know, speak in front of a group. Desire to work with children, adults, and seniors. Preference given for first aid or CPR training. Preference given for familiarity with local cultural and natural history, local wildlife, and local ecology. Prospective employees will receive consideration without discrimination because of race, color, religion, sex, age, national origin, marital or veteran status, the presence of a non-job related medical condition or handicap, or any other legally protected status. Reliable transportation. In other words, you got to provide your own transportation. Interested individuals can obtain an application from our website, and the website is www.marioncountyparks.info. Again, that's www.marioncountyparks.info. Must provide a cover letter and resume with the application. Application deadline is April 29th. Be advised that the selection process may begin before April 29th. So in other words, if you're interested, it behooves you to get your application and cover letter in as quick as possible. If you have any questions, you can contact Don Sheridan, who is the Park Board Chairman, at DanShelley@frontier.com. Again, that's DanShelley@frontier.com. Or you can call James Anderson, the Park Naturalist, at 740-223-4161. So if anybody's interested in applying for the park internship, it sounds like a pretty good deal. You know, if you're interested, you're pursuing a career in that field, sounds like a really good opportunity. Okay, now on to what's going on, what's happening, Marion. First, I have tonight, February 9th, is the Lee Street Presbyterian Church Women's Association annual soup dinner. It is from 4 to 7 p.m. And the cost is free. Now, they would like you to make a donation, but you don't have to, but they will accept donations. Here's the menu: homemade chili, chicken and noodles, and vegetable soups. Those are the soup choices. Then they have shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, assorted desserts, punch and coffee. Bring your families and friends and enjoy the evening. We hope to see you there. And you know what, Scott? I'm thinking that's going to be a good birthday dinner.
Sounds delicious.
Today's my birthday. It's the big 65, and I had no plans for dinner tonight. And I don't know. I think I might do that because it saves me from cooking.
It's a buffet.
Yeah. And so anyway, that you can do that tonight. Also tonight is the free community meal at Shining Light Baptist Church at 6 p.m. Shining Light Baptist Church is the church that's on the point at church in Mount Vernon. And you can dine in or carry out. And if you go there, tell them Craig said hi. There'll be somebody there who knows me. All right. Also tonight and tomorrow and Sunday is movie at the Marion Palace Theater. The movie is Mean Girls. And what Mean Girls is about, it's a new student, Katie Heron, gets welcomed into the top of the social food chain by an elite group of popular girls called the Plastics. And it's ruled by their conniving queen bee, Regina George. However, when Katie makes the major misstep of falling for Regina's ex-boyfriend, She soon finds herself caught in the crosshairs. So if you're a fan of Mean Girls, or if you've never seen it and you want to see it, it is tonight at the Palace Theater, 7:30. It is showing tomorrow, Saturday, 2 o'clock and 7:30. And Sunday at 2 o'clock and 7:30. Cost of the movie is $5 unless you are a patron member at the Palace Theater, and then the movie is only $3. Let me go ahead and announce this one because it's not this week, but it is coming up. And so you can mark your calendars for Saturday, March the 2nd. And they do this every year. It is the Luncheon and Silent Auction for Child Evangelism Fellowship at the Cornerstone Alliance Church, which is at 2010 State Route 4 South. The doors open at 10:30, and the event is from 11 to 2. Tickets for the event are only $10, which includes lunch. And then you have the silent auction there. And traditionally, it doesn't say it here, but I know from the past that they also have door prizes and some other things there. So that's coming up March the 2nd. All right, back to this week. Tomorrow, Saturday, the Great American Eclipse Show. Yes, we have an eclipse coming up. Presented by the Whiz Bang Science Show. Scott, have you ever had Dr. David on your radio program from the Whiz Bang Science Show?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
So you're familiar with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's different.
I was reading the description and I said to myself, he seems a little different. But anyway, so that's the Great American Eclipse Show presented by the Whiz Bang Science Show. This is going to be tomorrow at the library, Marion Public Library, from 10 until 11. It is for children. Dr. Dave's new spectacular show focuses on the science and history of eclipse events, with experiments to delight and entertain while illustrating cosmic concepts. Attendees will get a free pair of solar eclipse glasses. And did you know that he can legitimately call himself Dr. Dave because he does have a PhD? Now, his PhD is in soybean genetics, which I found kind of interesting. He really is a doctor and a scientist, so I give him all the credit for that. I just, that's a little bit different, is the soybean genetics, but hey. All right, I've got another one here, but I gotta pull up my information because there's a lot of information here, and I don't want to give you bad info. All right, so also tomorrow is the, bear with me, please, because I have my information in the wrong place, and I'm committing the cardinal sin of radio, being unprepared. So, Scott,
yes,
you can talk for a second
while I
find my place here.
Well, what I was thinking about going into the
subject. Well, we don't want to talk about that, right? we vowed not to bring that up during this show. No, what I was thinking is, what have you learned? Because 65 is a very important age. It's the retirement age.
Yes.
But it's also a Beatles song.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. How does that go? When I'm 65?
There's a lyric there. So now that you're at this milestone birthday, here's the day.
Yes.
What have you learned?
Okay. What I've learned is that that they tell you, let's see, there's a book or something that was popular that was everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten or something like that. No, that doesn't, that's not true. What I've learned is that you don't really realize it's happening, but all through your life as you get older, you really do gain a certain amount of wisdom. And I don't, and like I say, you're not really conscious of it, but you find out as you get older that, you know, you're presented with life situations or people will ask you questions and you just start answering their question and it's based on, you know, your life experiences.
And don't you find that more interesting than an opinion just based in opinion?
Yes.
Like, I want to hear an anecdote about something you went through. Because then I can say, oh, okay, well, that maybe makes some sense. Even if I don't take the advice, it makes some sense. Rather than, I think you should blah, 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 blah. Because then, well, I think you're just giving me your opinion based in nothing.
Right, right.
Well, and there's no substitute for experience.
Absolutely not. And by the way, we just got a message from Adam.
Oh, really?
That the Beatles song is When I'm 64.
Oh, 60. Oh, you passed that then. Yeah. Oh, darn, if I would have just asked you last week.
Last year.
Well, last week you were 64 too. If I just asked you yesterday, it would have been irrelevant. But what is the lyric, Adam? That's what we want to know. We don't want to know what the song is.
I don't know. All right.
Maybe he'll call in and sing it to you for your birthday.
No, please. No. I don't want anybody singing anything to me for my birthday.
Oh, Adam can rip a Beatles song out. He loves the karaoke.
Okay. All right. So I got my act together here, and let's see. All right, so this is tomorrow. This is sponsored by Downtown Marion. It's the Melt Your Heart Chocolate Walk. So this sounds actually kind of like an interesting thing to do. It's from noon to 5 tomorrow, and it's part of the second Saturday that they do. So here goes the Melt Your Heart Chocolate Walk. Melt Your Heart Chocolate Walk. Indulge in a chocolate lover's dream at the Melt Your Heart Chocolate Walk. Join us in historic downtown Marion, starting at the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, located at 198 Center Street in Marion, for a delightful event that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Take a leisurely stroll through historic downtown Marion, where you can sample a delectable array of chocolates from downtown Marion business owners. From rich truffles to creamy fudge, this event is a chocoholic's paradise. Don't miss out on this opportunity to treat yourself and discover new chocolate delights. Bring your friends and family for a day of pure indulgence. How does the walk work? This is how it works. Participants who buy tickets will be given, 1, a map of the participating merchants that will also incorporate a punch card to encourage them to visit all the locations. 2, a wristband to help merchants know you're participating. Over 21 will be a different color for those merchants offering an adult beverage. 3, a gift bag to collect your goodies. 4, a chance to win a downtown prize package. Tickets are $18 per person pre-sale and $20 per person day of the events. All tickets must be redeemed by 3 p.m. the day of the event to ensure you have enough time to complete the walk. For additional questions, please reach out to downtown manager Alan Wilson by emailing, and then you can email him at manager@downtownmarion.com or call 740-802-7329. Tickets, by the way, can be purchased at the Convention Bureau. So that sounds like a lot of fun. If you're a big chocolate fan, you might want to take the downtown chocolate tour. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, one of the things they mentioned was chocolate truffles. I find it interesting that word truffles means two different things in the world of food. You have chocolate truffles and you have a mushroom truffle. that's called truffles, and it's really expensive. So, but anyway, just neither here nor there. I just, if someone offers to give you some truffles, you better make sure if you're, you better make sure you know whether you're getting the chocolate or the mushroom. All right. So now moving on to Sunday, the Handbound Journal Workshop at the Arts, the Arts at Terradice, that's a group. The Arts at Terradice is presenting this program at the Terradice Nature Center in Caledonia. It's from 2 to 4. This hands-on workshop will walk participants through the process of creating journals or altered books using recycled materials. Participants are encouraged to bring their recyclables to use, such as cereal boxes, brown paper bags, or leftover notebooks. No skills or previous experience necessary. Registration is limited to 15 participants. It's for ages 13 and up. It is free. To register, you can register through Eventbrite. And if you're not familiar with Eventbrite, just go to the Terradice website and they'll direct you from there. And their website is www.terradice.org. So if you're interested in that, that's on Sunday. This is Saturday, tomorrow. I got that one out of order. Sorry about that. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sweetheart Hike at the Tallgrass Trail starts at 1 o'clock. This is a come-as-you-please hike. You can hike at your own pace or as far as you'd like. And you also can hike in their guided tour that is starting at 1:30. So that's tomorrow at Tallgrass. All right. February 10th, 13th, 15th, and 21st. So this would be Saturday and Tuesday of this week. Well, Saturday this week, Tuesday, Thursday next week, and Wednesday the following week is the LaRue Youth Athletic Association baseball and softball signups for boys and girls ages 5 through 16. It is tomorrow from 10 to 12. It is Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 and Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. It is being held at the Modulars in LaRue, which is the old Elgin West at 350 North High Street. They do require full payment at the time of registration. Registration is $75 per ball player, with the exception of if your kids are playing t-ball, they're only $60. Sunday, February 11th, the Marion Area Orchestra. Did you know we had a Marion Area Orchestra?
I did.
Really?
They play in the park in the summer.
Well,
they do. Yeah, the orchestra usually, I believe, opens up the Sunday in the Park series.
You know what? I remember announcing that on this show this summer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll be excited for summer to roll around. We can go on over to the park.
You know, that's actually kind of interesting when you stop and think, you know, that this community actually has an orchestra that is, like, not connected to one of the school orchestras or something like that, that they just have an independent orchestra.
Yeah, it's an older group, but they're very good.
Oh, interesting. All right, well, thank you. So anyway, the Marion Area Orchestra, Sunday at 10:45, Caledonia Methodist Church. And when you're there, say hi to Matt.
Well, that's your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right. All right,
Monday. Church Sunday, remember that.
Yeah. All right, Monday, Slap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock. It's for babies 0 to 24 months. They do singing and rhyming and read books and do finger plays. Monday, February 12th, they have yoga starting back up again at the LaRue Community Center, which is at 350 North High Street by the modulars. It's at 5:30. I guess this is something they regularly have in LaRue because they said it was starting up again. So this Monday will be the first of many yoga sessions in LaRue. There's actually a lot of stuff that goes on in LaRue. When I look at the various communities, Green Camp and Caledonia and LaRue and Prospect, I would say LaRue is probably up there having the most things going on in their community. Caledonia has a lot too, but seems to be a lot going on in LaRue. LaRue.
Oh, you said it wrong.
LaRue.
You know, there was a WGH day in LaRue.
We have the paperwork up there on it, signed by Mayor Milton Lightfoot.
Of the mayor of LaRue.
LaRue. That's why we were over there, to get the correct pronunciation, which is LaRue. It's French.
I know. Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's why it's LaRue.
No, LaRue, that would be like if you're from southern Ohio and you've had too much gravy. It's LaRue. LaRue.
You know, Scott, I got to tell you something. So you were talking last week. I know what it was. You were talking, but you'd also posted a picture of when you went to Bob Evans.
Ugh.
And somebody was eating gravy.
Eating gravy.
And brought it by your table and everything. I you don't know how close I came to on Friday when we had Groundhog Day on the 12 o'clock hour. I was very, very tempted. I was going to bring in 4 pieces of fruitcake, and I was going to bring a little dish of gravy.
Oh.
And I was going to pour that gravy on the fruitcake.
And eat it.
Well, I was going to offer you.
You can offer that all day long.
And then, yes, I was going to eat that in front of you.
You know, you can offer that all day long. That wouldn't go. There's gravy is not natural.
Well, that's true.
It's grease and flour.
Right.
This is not good for you.
No, it's not good for
this
you.
This is not health food.
No, it's not good for you. It's not health food, but it tastes so good.
No, it doesn't. No, it tastes terrible. It has no taste. It's just awful.
Well, that's what I spared you from, because I was going to do it.
I'd rather eat the groundhog.
All right. Back to what's happening, Marion. Monday, this February 12th, speed up your reading. This is at 5:30, and it's for adults. Want to rev up your reading? Whether you avoid reading because it takes too long to finish a book, or you love reading but wish you could read more, this program is for you. You will learn tips and techniques to increase your reading speed. Monday at the Palace Theater, Line Dancing with Kirk continues. It'll go on for 3 more weeks. Step up your line dancing with classes. They are for beginners and seasoned dancers. You'll learn a variety of line dancing steps and routines. Come and join the fun. $10 a session. Scott, have you ever been line dancing?
No, but it's certainly on my list of to-do things, right up there with eat gravy and try fruitcake. No,
it's on your bucket.
It's on my in the bucket. It's in the bucket.
All right. Tuesday, Books in Focus at the Marion Public Library, 3 o'clock. Come and hear about the new books hitting the shelves at Marion Public Library. They focus on lesser-known or new authors, and they're always open to your suggestions. Tuesday, again at the Marion Public Library, Teen Dungeons and Dragons, beginning at 3:15. It's the whole Dungeons and Dragon experiences, and all skill levels are welcome. Tuesday, story time at the Harding Presidential Museum, 10 a.m., and they are doing this until May. So it's story time with Miss Kathy, and it's every Tuesday, Harding Presidential Museum, 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 14th. Now we know what that day is. That is Valentine's Day. There is a Valentine's Day lunch being held at the LaRue Community Center, 350 North High Street. It is at noon. It is no charge. And they would like to know in advance if you are coming. So you can contact them at LaRue Community Alliance at gmail.com. That's LaRue Community Alliance at gmail.com.
I bet they have French toast over there.
Well, yeah.
French fries and French toast.
Well, yeah.
It's a very French community.
It is. I mean, it's so French, it's named with a French name.
Exactly.
LaRue.
LaRue.
Now,
LaRue.
You know, it's interesting because...
We had a day there once. Did you hear about that?
No,
There's a proclamation on the wall here. Listen, when you get a proclamation, you get it in as much as you can.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the correct spelling of that community is capital L A space capital R U E.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I believe it's capital A or capital L A capital R U E.
Okay. But there's no space.
I don't think so.
Okay. Cuz I've seen it a couple times where it had the space in there. And being French, it probably originally was two words.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but we had a proclamation once from LaRue. So I could look on the proclamation on the wall and tell you exactly. Because this came from the mayor, Milton Lightfoot.
Okay.
I'll tell you the whole story of this right here. And this is, by the way, it was WWGH Day in LaRue, June 15th, 2018.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Milton Lightfoot's still alive. We can call him up. Now, it's a village. That's interesting. Oh, they've got it. Boy, they're screwed up as we are. They've got it two different ways here.
Okay.
I Milton Lightfoot, mayor of the village of LaRue. Now, that's L-A capital R-U-E, no space. Do hereby proclaim June 15, 2018, WGH Radio Day in LaRue. Now, that has a space.
Yeah.
Oh, Milton.
I love it, because I've seen it both ways. And now... He went ahead and incorporated it both ways in one document.
Right, but I believe the first way is always the correct pronunciation.
Is the correct pronunciation, but I believe the second way is the correct spelling. Because being
right.
French...
Oh, it could, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't think on the signs it's spelled that way.
No.
No.
Because they'd have to make them over.
Right, but I believe it's LaRue.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a family name.
Right.
Yeah.
How's your French? I don't know. What is LaRue?
I don't know.
I don't think they've stood for anything over there. They sit down a lot.
Okay. Back to what's happening. Thursday at the Marion Public Library is story time. There are two sessions for story time, one at 10, one at 11, runs for half an hour. It's for preschoolers and younger. Songs, rhymes, activities, stories. Then we've got a teen scene at the Marion Public Library from 3:15 to 5. Need something to do after school? Join us for homework helps, crafts, and more. Each session will have a themed activity or craft, and then there will be time for discussion afterwards. And last but not least, finally, on Thursday the 15th, is a program called the Spectacular Cardinal Tall Grass Trail at 4 o'clock. Come and learn about this beautiful bird. They will be taking a hike on the trail and looking for cardinals. And if you didn't know, you probably do know, the cardinal is the state bird of Ohio. And that, folks, wraps up what's happening, Marion. I encourage you to make yourself available to some of these events and happenings. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, coming from the big city of Columbus, I'm impressed that here in Marion, which is obviously a much smaller city, I'm impressed in Marion there are as many things going on as there are. I mean, I really feel like there's a lot of people that are involved in the community here in Marion, and are trying hard to make this a better place. And there's a lot of stuff going on. There really is. I mean, you can learn how to, you know, make book bindings, and you can look at cardinals, and you know, a lot of stuff going on.
Now, those stories that they tell at the Harding Museum, are those stories about President Harding?
I don't think so.
There's a lot of good stories about President Hardy.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I really don't know. I really don't know.
Are they just reading books over there?
Probably.
Oh, I think they should tell stories about President Harding. It's the Harding Museum.
1 week they could talk about the dog collar, Laddie, the dog.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Collar.
Yeah.
And another week they could talk about how Harding appreciated women.
He certainly did. He certainly did.
And so... Yeah,
he had a lot of good friends.
Yes.
He was progressive. He was progressive with women. Very progressive.
100 years before his
time. Oh, he was before his time. He had a lot of friends.
All right. So I want to ask you a question, Scott.
Yes.
So I was, this morning, I was doing a couple of different things in Marion here, and I happened to go down Quarry Street, which I'd never been down Quarry Street before. So naturally, my travels down Quarry Street brought me to the Quarry Street Cemetery.
Yes.
And of course, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it for various reasons and, you know, whether Heber Baker was still there or not still there or, you know, all that kind of stuff. But a question I had, right behind the fence that they have around Quarry Street Cemetery, there's a row of houses there. Do you know that when those houses were built, were they built on part of the cemetery, or were they built next to the cemetery?
You know, I don't know for sure, but I don't think they were built on the cemetery, because the cemetery stayed pretty well intact for a long time, at least headstone-wise, until vandals got into it. And it's still there somewhat. And a matter of fact, the fence did not go up until, sometime in the early 2000s, when people from the Popcorn Festival were parking on the cemetery. So that's why the fence went up. So I don't think the houses were.
So in other words, people were driving up and parking on the cemetery.
Because they didn't know it was. Because so many headstones had been overturned, there was no fence.
Yeah.
There you go. Parking on old Heber Baker. The founder of Marion. No respect at all for that man.
Hey, you ought to be happy. It's a Cadillac that's parked on top of you.
That's exactly. I mean, that story is so fascinating, you know, neither here nor there today, but it's sad.
So that was an operating cemetery up until when?
Well, it was after the Marion Cemetery opened, but I think they just ran out of room was one of the big issues, and it was just bad placement.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know where all the books went. See, Marion came late to history. It's a funny thing that our historical society was not founded until the 1960s. You know, this is long after President Harding and Florence Harding and even Miss America, Marilyn Meskey. You know, that stuff all had to be acquired over time. So a lot of stuff, like what normally would have happened is when Quarry Street would have went out of business, the books probably would have went to the Historical Society. But we didn't have one until the late 60s.
That's interesting that you didn't have a Historical Society at all until the 60s.
Yep, that's true.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of it just was brought on by people who had a lot of items that they had collected throughout the last probably century.
Well, you know, what's interesting about it, because I go to a lot of museums. I've been to a lot of museums. It's something I really like. And I even expressed this to Fred Malone. But I'm impressed with what Marion has down at the Heritage Hall and with the Marion Historical Society, because they really have a nice museum there. You know, I've been to many county museums, and they aren't near as nice, you know, facility, quality of the exhibits, and, you know, quantity of the exhibits. It's really an excellent museum.
I like history. I like the Historical Society, good relationship with them. But I do think there are some omissions there that are strange, and I'm not sure why they're there. And there are things in there. Now, again, it's all preference, and I guess it's all subjective. But there are things in there that I would not have. Let's put it this way. Some of it was money-driven. There's no doubt in my mind. Somebody donated a lot of money. They said, we want this on display. Here we go. And that's what happened. But there are things that I think should be on display all the time. And if you went to another historical society, it probably would be that way. but are not in this particular historical society. And I don't know the reason, but it should be. And it, they should fix that.
You know, I don't know, you know, what their vision is, but I know that in the space that they have, you know, they're limited. They have a lot of stuff in storage.
They say that, and I understand that's the reasoning, but I've walked through that museum recently, and I think we could, you know, condense the telephones to put, like, Miss America's dress and sash were donated by Miss America before she died, Marilyn Meskey. It is not on permanent display. You put a few telephones away for that, I think.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you, because you could have... You could have less telephones that accurately represented what you wanted to show, different time periods, whatever. And,
There's nothing in there, to my knowledge, of Norman Thomas, who was born here. First socialist presidential candidate, very well known. I mean, we have a historical marker in here where he was born. His house is no longer there, but the marker's there. How many people in Marion have historical markers? Very few. Why is he not represented in there by anything? He's got a school in New York.
Interesting.
And thank goodness now Mary Ellen Withrow is represented by her museum section, but for the longest time she was not on a permanent basis. She had donated items, but they were not on permanent display. And I believe that Madge Cooper should be in there, and she's not. The Guthrie General Store was donated by her, but there's nothing to speak of as far as Madge in there, and I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So those would be the omissions, I think, that they've made that they could make room for on a permanent basis. If you go to Lima, Easter Straker was their big woman of broadcasting, and Madge predated her, and Easter Straker's got her. It's a little section, but she's got a section. That's on permanent display.
You know, I know that some of the stuff that every year they like change some exhibits, you know, put some of the stuff out that they have in storage, and so that they've got, quote, something new all the time. But you know, like, roughly, that's not probably a very big part of the museum. I mean, I think
no, it's small. It's the main floor.
Yeah.
But you know, some of that stuff always remains.
Right, like you always have the telephones.
Yeah.
You always have
popcorn.
Yeah.
The horse. Prince Imperial. So I just think these are, not every town had a Miss America. Not every town had a Treasurer of the United States. Not every town had a president. Not every town had a woman in broadcasting in 1941 who was known nationally.
You could almost essentially designate an entire wing to local people. Prominent local people,
but the people I have mentioned also were known for national. I mean, obviously Harding was the president of the United States.
That's what I meant.
As far as they were local people who were known nationally.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And people will say, well, Madge Cooper won the first Franny Award for reporting on fashion in New York, which has become Fashion Week. She was in the who's who of American, I believe it was still called American Women in Broadcasting back then, but she was in that for years and years and years. So I highly doubt you could really call her local.
Right.
Yeah. Even though she was.
So will there be Scott Spears?
Well, there certainly should be. I don't know when that'll come around, but I don't understand. And Norman Thomas is a weird one that we have almost completely disowned him. Now, I don't know that if that's because he left, but so did everybody else. I mean, Harding didn't live the majority of his life here. Florence Harding didn't live the majority of her life here. Mary Ellen was gone for 20 years. Weird. To me, that he gets hardly any recognition, but he was good enough for a historical marker.
Yeah, and that's hard to get, a historical
marker. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Well, it's a weird thing.
What? So are you going to start the Radio Broadcast Museum in Marion because you have so much memorabilia?
Well, it is interesting that there's also none of that at the Historical Society. The whole broadcast history of Marion doesn't exist there. So that's a problem as well, because a lot of things have happened in this community based on broadcasting.
You probably have more things associated to the past than probably anybody else.
I think so, because I said I came in at the right time. I knew them all and worked with them all, so it was good timing for me.
Yeah.
Plus, I have some of Rod Serling's scripts that he wrote when he worked at WMRN, and that's a big name to a lot of people.
Right.
So he passed through.
Right. I mean, who else has that stuff?
Right. And, you know, that's just my interest in broadcasting in the last 25 years.
You got a bunch of stuff Charlie had.
Charlie got a lot of pictures that Charlie had, got a lot of stuff from the beginning of MRN, got a lot of Madge stuff. But yeah, it's interesting.
So what's coming up today on the Exchange Club?
Well, I know we're certainly going to talk about the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift. And, we can't mention that name this hour. I blew it. We're going to talk about this funeral thing because I find it fascinating because you probably officiated some funerals. Mm-hmm. I think that's very interesting. And there's some other things on the agenda. Oh, we're going to talk about the... on this liberal station, I don't know how this ever got through, but we're going to talk about the special counsel report that came back yesterday. They're not going to charge Biden, but say there's some memory issues there that he's not very happy with. So we'll talk about that. We're going to lose our L. Our big L is going to go away. We won't be liberal anymore.
Oh, boy.
Darn it.
Isn't that a shame?
Darn it.
The death of another liberal.
The death of another liberal station.
Well, folks, we've got about 20 seconds left, so I want to thank you for listening. If you have an event that you're having, you can call me at 419-210-0267. Leave me the details of your event, and I will get it mentioned here on the show. Don't go away. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Bye.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents...